My guest today is the peerless singer Betty Buckley, star of Broadway and beyond. No matter what, the beauty of her voice shines through. And I know she's wonderful because I've met her before at Carnegie Hall, and we were in the back waiting to see...
We were waiting to see Keith Jarrett, but I was so thrilled to meet you. We were standing there in line, and I was like, oh, my God. I'd actually met you in passing many years ago. I forget the specific occasion, but I'm a great fan of your show. And I live in Texas, and I drive a Ford truck, and every now and then, it's not the best sound system, but every now and then I get your program on my funky radio in my truck, and I'm just mesmerized with your interviews and your
That's
music.
That's nice to hear you bumping along a Texas road. Yes. And you hear piano jazz in the truck. That's terrific.
And sometimes I'll elongate my trips just to be sure I have heard the whole program. You know, I'll drive slower to make sure that I don't arrive at my destination and miss a single moment.
Oh, I'm very flattered. And now here you are on the show, and I'm just amazed at your voice and how many songs you sing. And of course, I've seen you in some shows. Unfortunately, I have to confess, I'm not a great Broadway showgoer, but I did see you in Cats. And I did see you as Norma Desmond, Sunset Boulevard.
Thank you.
I think some other ones. Terrific.
Thanks.
But that takes an awful lot of work, doesn't it?
It does. I love the Broadway Musical Theater. I've been a fan since I was first discovered it at 11. My mother took me to my first musical. But the music that's influenced me most have been jazz instrumentalists and the lady jazz singers, of course, and Brazilian music. And that's what I spent all my babysitting money on as a child. And so while I have this tremendous fondness for the musical theater, and it's one of the great loves of my life, in my heart of hearts, I think of myself as a jazz musician. I'm not technically, I suppose, a jazz singer, but I do think of myself as an improvisational artist. And I've had a 17-year collaboration with the genius pianist Kenny Werner, who has lent his tremendous facility and gift to me to actually allow me to bring the music that I hear in my head and in my heart into the world.
Well, come to think of it, I would really love to hear you sing.
Oh, good.
So what's it going to be?
He did a beautiful arrangement of Stardust by Mitchell Parrish and Hoagie Carmichael. I asked him for a real magical, mystical setting, and it's. I live on a ranch in Texas, and there's a very wide expanse of sky and stars that I see nightly, and I really wanted to have that expanse to the arrangement. And this is on our new CD, Quintessence.
Wow.
So we'll start with that, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll be listening.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by.
You are a busy lady.
Oh, thankfully. Like I say.
I mean, do you like to just keep working away?
I do, yeah. Music is my great love, and horses are my other great love. So as long as I can have a life with both, then I'm delighted.
I really want to ask you about the horses.
Oh, okay.
The idea that you You bought a ranch? Is that what you did?
Yes, yeah. What happened was after 9/11, I was in New York on 9/11, and in the months following that, I felt a kind of an aimlessness, a kind of visionlessness that I'd never experienced in my life since
really?
I was a child. And I then all of a sudden felt I needed desperately to find my cutting horse. Cutting is a sport, a 2.5-minute sport in the tradition of the Old West, where you separate a cow from a herd of cows. And in the course of the 2.5 minutes, you separate 2 to 3 cows one at a time, and you put your hand down to a loose rein, and the horse has to do all the work to keep the cow from running back to the herd. And it's like a beautiful sport. The horses are very athletic, and they move.
When did you learn to do this?
Well, I'd fallen in love with these horses and this sport when I was about 12, and I wanted to be successful in show business so that I could have a ranch and learn to ride and show these horses. But I just tabled that dream in favor of being constantly just about the work and, you know, preparing for the work and doing the work.
So you never did ride all that time?
Since college, I hadn't really ridden. I'd shown horses when I was a young person, but not cutting horses, just junior horse show and rodeo things. And
I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful sport. It's like the best riders and the best horses are like an elegant dance team. It's just, they're amazing the way they move. And so I thought, oh, I've got to get on with this because who knows how much time is left and I want to really do this. So I connected with one of the top trainers in the business who said I wasn't too old to learn the sport, and he helped me find this champion horse. And this horse, Purple Badger, was my horse for 3 years, and he died a year ago quite unexpectedly of an aneurysm while he was running in the pasture.
Oh,
but
my
he
God.
Changed my life, and I felt then this desire to move to Texas to live with him, and fortunately I did, and I had 3 blissful years of his companionship. And he was second in the world at the American Quarter Horse Association senior cutting event.
You're talking about the horse?
My horse, yeah. And that was 2 years ago. And then he was in the top 10 a year ago. And he was just such a great being and was my teacher and my soulmate and dear friend. And the loss of him this past year has been really great in my life, really tremendous. But I have 2 other show horses now, Wild Man Bill and Smart Scat Cat. And they're both young. I've been traveling so much doing the work, doing concert work, and that I haven't seen them much over the past couple of months. But I'm going to be riding again soon, and I can't wait to see them.
Isn't that fun? That's funny. That's the last thing I would think, looking at you, knowing what you do, cutting horses.
Then I'm a real cowgirl.
Yes, a real cowgirl. Yeah. How many cows do you have to have?
Well, to learn and practice the sport, the trainers have herds of cattle that, you know, that come in for a while to work with the horses, and they trade them out for new herds, because once the cows get wise to the game, they won't play it anymore.
Oh, that's wild.
It is, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, I haven't had a chance to play for you yet, Betty.
Well, I haven't had a chance to sing with you. I would be delighted.
I think you have to have a lot of faith, truthfully.
And I do. I have perfect faith and trust.
You do?
In you, absolutely.
Well, we'll see what happens. What would you like to sing?
Let's do My Funny Valentine.
Okay. What key is it in?
I think it's an F sharp minor.
Oh, thanks a lot. Well,
I had a feeling you might say that.
Shall I just do a little intro?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, here goes.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine. Make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unfortunate. photographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.